Riptide by Catherine Coulter. Copyright 2000 by Catherine Coulter. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. My ongoing love and thanks to Iris Johansson and Kay Hooper. And a big special hug to Linda Howard for a terrific twist. CC. Riptide. Chapter 1. New York City, June 15, present. Becca was watching an afternoon soap opera she'd seen off and on since she was a kid. She found herself wondering if she would ever have a child who needed a heart transplant one month and a new kidney the next, or a husband who wouldn't be faithful to her for longer than it took a new woman to look in his direction. Then the phone rang. She jumped to her feet and stopped dead still and stared over at the phone. She heard a guy on TV whining about how life wasn't fair. He didn't know what fair was. She made no move to answer the phone. She just stood there and listened, watching it as it rang three more times. Then finally, because her mother was lying in a coma in Lenox Hill Hospital, because she just plain couldn't stand the ringing, 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 she watched her hand reach out and pick up the receiver. She forced her mouth to form the single word. Hello?
Hi, Rebecca. It's your boyfriend. I've got you so scared you have to force yourself to pick up the phone, isn't that right?
She closed her eyes as that hated voice, low and deep, swept over her, into her, making her so afraid she was shaking. No hint of an Atlanta drawl, no sharp New York vowels, no dropped R's from Boston. A voice that was well-educated, with smooth, clear diction, perhaps even a touch of the Brit in it. Old, young, she didn't know, couldn't tell. She had to keep it together. She had to listen carefully, to remember how he spoke, what he said.